Session. Hello and welcome to Retro Mellow Eurovision.
Hello.
This is Eurovision 1983.
Yeah.
Because in 1982, Nicole won for Germany with Ein bisschen Frieden. That's why we're in Munich.
Yeah.
How are you, Harry?
Very fine, Lennart. I'm very curious about this year.
Yes. It's the 23rd of
April.
Yeah. And it's in the Rudi Sedemeyer Halle in Munich. And the hostess is Marlene Karel.
Yeah.
And we will do as we usually do, we flip, flop and plop.
Yeah.
Which means if we both like the song, what is it then?
It's a flip.
And if we dislike it?
It's a flop.
And if we disagree?
It's a very ugly flop.
Plop. Okay. So let's get started with song number one.
Yeah.
Vivre, vivre encore un jour, vivre, encore un amour, vivre, encore un réveil.
Okay, we start off with France, with the singer Guy Bonnet singing Vivre. And Guy Bonnet competed in 1970 with the song Marie Blanche. Do you remember that,
yes,
Harry?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I do too. And he was also a composer in 1968.
Wow.
You know me, people sitting behind the piano singing is not something that I usually like.
No.
However, this is amazing. And this is a truly good song. It's a flip.
Yes, it's a flip. It's a well-composed French ballad, though not a masterpiece, but it's a very nice flip.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Let's see what's up next.
Okay. Song number two, we have Norway with the singer Jahn Teigen, and the song title is Do Re Mi. And I think this is a very happy and jolly little melody. I like the easy touch of Jahn Teigen in his singing, even if it's a bit repetitive. but it's still a flip.
No, it's a flop.
Oh.
I'm afraid, out of Jahn Teigen's contributions to the Eurovision and the Norwegian Melody Festival, or MGP, or whatever they call it, and together with his then wife, Anita Skorgan, this is the worst one, I think.
Okay.
I have a big problem with children's choirs, and this has that, even though they're not on stage. I've seen the video, there are a lot of kids in that, and that made me dislike it. So, no, I'm afraid it's too simple for me.
Okay, it's ugly plop.
Yes. Okay, so next up is the United Kingdom, Sweet Dreams, singing I'm Never Giving Up. This group seems to have been formed for Eurovision. They were only active this year, sort of. Then they went their separate ways. I think the guy maybe was a judge on X Factor. I'm not sure. However, this song, it's very 1983.
Yeah.
It's in the veins of Buck Fitz and Herreys. It's like the same sort of feeling, you know, happy, cheerful, joyful, up-tempo, but this is in a good way. So I have to say, this is a big flip.
Oh, no, it's a flop.
Oh!
I was saying to, Lennart, I was saying to myself, what a typical British melody.
Yes.
But to be honest, the UK has had so many better songs through all the years. This was a bad melody. It's too simple.
Well, I have to say, I think that it's very British in a way, but in a good way, for me. So I actually like it.
Okay, flop.
And I love the choreography, I love the way they're dressed, they have leg warmers, and that does it for me.
Okay, a flop.
Yes.
Yeah.
number four, we have Sweden,
yes,
with Carola Häggkvist, more known as Carola.
Yeah, more known as Carola.
Yeah. And she sings a song named Främling, and it's in English, Stranger.
Yes.
And no words needed after listening to this melody. It's a Swedish classic song, and maybe a Eurovision evergreen also. I think so.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Carola is such a good artist. I have seen her live several times, and she is always professional, no matter the circumstances.
Yes.
So it's a flip. But I must mention one circumstance.
Yes.
What happened once? Once she shared stage with Liza Minnelli during a during a Christmas concert.
Yes.
in Sweden, and Liza was so drugged and drunk, she completely embarrassed herself, and the audience of many thousands of people booed her.
Oh.
Liza said, ironically, "You guys are the best audience I have ever had."
Oh my God!
And Carola saved the whole situation, yes, with her singing while Liza fell off the stage.
Oh,
it's so sad.
It's very sad.
Yeah.
But Carola is still going strong, even though Liza Minnelli is not.
No.
Oh, what a lovely story.
Yeah.
What should I say about this? I could really shock you and flop this, but I'm not going to do that.
Oh, okay.
It's a flip. Of okay. course, it's a flip. This yeah. is a true classic.
Yeah.
And actually, I think this is the one song that she should have won with.
Yeah.
But, you know, we don't decide that.
No.
But, yeah, of course, it's words are futile. It's
okay.
It's just amazing.
Very nice.
Yeah, we're moving on.
Yeah.
Per Lucia ci sarà la luna più piena, ma non basterà. Io vorrei, continuando, un mare di grano.
After Sweden comes Italy, and it's Riccardo Fogli singing Per Lucia. He had a long career in Italy, that's all I can say, because there's nothing much else to find out. This is another good song. I like this. I like this a lot. And it's something I had forgotten.
Yeah.
So immediately when I heard it, I put it on my playlist. So.
Yeah.
Of course, it's a flip.
Yes, it's a flip. A very beautiful song from Italy. I yes. like it. It's nice verse and chorus refrain, so
yes.
it's a clear flip.
Yep. Opera, 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 Carmen, I know, opera, opera, buche gioche la larga, Tosca, Figaro, Fidelio, Mar, Joshkun, Aria.
As number six, we have Turkey,
yes.
with the artist Setin Alp and the Shortwaves.
Yeah.
And they sing a song named Opera. And okay, I don't want to waste time judging this trash, but if I tell you that this is of the same high standard as the Swedish song Symphony in Melodifestivalen with Loa Falkman.
Oh, but that's a good one.
I thought you would understand when I told you that this is utter bullshit.
Oh.
It's a flop.
I agree, it's a flop for me too. And it's a flop, but for the reason that it's repetitive. And it's kind of so simple.
Yeah.
It's like no effort has been made. It's just opera,
yeah.
opera. It's no.
It's very annoying.
Yeah, very annoying.
Yeah.
Let's see what's up next.
Okay.
So next up is Spain, and it's the artist Remedios Amaya singing Cuor Maneja Mi Balsa, Mi Balsa. I'm not sure how it's pronounced.
Yeah.
She's a famous flamenco singer.
Wow,
yes,
know.
She is. And she released her last album in 2016, so she's still going strong. She's has a weird outfit on, I can tell you that. But this song is one of those songs where I'm very hesitant if I like it or not. But I think that the refrain in this is so catchy, I have to flip it.
Yeah, it's a flip for me too. It's a very interesting song, different and good and exciting somehow. Remedios sings in many times Kalaveri, and it means fish blood in Finnish.
Oh!
So it's also a bit, a little bit strange.
There's always a reference to Finland.
Yeah, it's a clear flip. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Una volta e poi basta per un
And as song number 8, we have Switzerland with the singer Mariella Faré. And she sings a song named Io così non ci sto. And I must say, this song gives me nothing. I think it's worthless and I have no memory of it. It's a clear flop.
I totally agree with you. It's a flop.
Yeah.
This is so pointless, so unrememberable. So boring. Yeah. No, never want to hear it again.
No. Next, please.
Next, please. Okay, so next up is Finland, and it's Ami Asplund singing Fantasia.
Yeah.
Ami Asplund is the sister of Monica Asplund.
Yes.
Yes. And oh, even though she's singing in Finnish, her natural mother tongue is Swedish.
Yes,
I'm just saying that.
Yeah.
She's a legend. This song is legendary. This is probably one of the best songs from Finland ever.
Yeah.
And not just because it's a great song. Her sideways wobbling dancing is one for the history.
Yeah, I think so.
It's a flip.
Yeah, and the sidewalk dancing she didn't do in the national final in Finland.
Oh, she maybe she had a good choreographer.
Yeah, I expect so. Yes. I think this is a classic Finnish entry, and I love the drama.
Yeah.
She sings very well and delivers a mysterious message through the melody and the lyrics.
Yeah, it's not mysterious for me, but I love it.
Yeah. But she sings, who is he and where does he disappear? Is this only a fantasy? Or as she sings further on, is this a fantasy or the start of a new love? I think love is a strong flip for me too.
Oh, of course it is. Yeah. Of course it is, Harry. Moving on.
Number 10, we have Greece with the singer Christy Stassinopoulou, and she sings a song named Moules.
Yes.
And this is a very simple tune, a slow melody, but not without any charm. But I think it's a weak flop anyway.
Oh, it's a flop.
Yeah.
She's competing with Switzerland for most boring song this year. This is just dull.
Yeah.
Dull.
It's a flop.
Never want to hear it again.
Uh-huh.
We're moving on.
Yeah.
It's time for the Netherlands. And it's song number 11. And it's Bernadette singing Sing Me a Song. Bernadette, she's the voice of Snow White in the Netherlands in the movies.
Yeah.
And she's also the voice of the Blue Fairy in Pinocchio.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't know, not a lot. But this song, I mean, it's a little bit better than Switzerland and Greece, but it's still very meh. I don't like it. It's a flop.
Yes, it's a flop. I remember this song a little bit from 1983, but when I listen to it today, it sounds so much worse than I could imagine. So it's a flop.
Yep.
Number 12 is from Yugoslavia with the singer Daniel, and he sings a song titled Julie.
Yes.
And I don't know what to say about this judling. It's a happy melody, but not so sustainable in the long run. I'm already tired of it, so it's a flop.
Oh, this is a flip. This is excellent. And you know, I remember this song in Swedish.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it means Julie or if it's like, I'm not sure. I would actually like to find that out.
Yeah.
But this is so catchy and so good, and it's almost a little bit of yodeling going on.
Yeah.
I can never resist that. It was a big hit all over Europe.
Yeah, but you resisted Swiss Lady with a yodeling there.
Yes, but I have my limits.
Okay, next long song,
yes,
please.
Yeah.
Yes, we will last, we will last.
it's time for Cyprus, and it's Stavros and Konstantina singing Agape Akomasi, which means love is still alive.
Yeah.
There's nothing more to say about these artists, and there's not a whole lot to say about the song either.
No.
I find it very nothing. Mm. So it's a flop.
Yes, it's a flop for me too. It's a well-sung song, but with a big problem. It lacks a melody.
Yes.
Or if it does have one, I don't like it very much.
Oh.
So it's a flop.
Okay. Rücksicht. Keiner hat das Wort gekannt und Nachsicht. Wie keiner bei den anderen fand und Vorsicht. Das Lied zerbricht, was uns verband.
At song number 14 we have Germany with Hoffmann und Hoffmann, and they sing a song titled Rücksicht. And this is Germany's own answer to Simon Garfunkel. But it's not a strong enough good or strong melody for my liking, so it's a flop.
I disagree, it's a flip.
No.
And you know what? I don't remember the song, and I listened to it, and I listened to it, and I found it more and more good every time. It went immediately on my playlist. This is an amazing song, and I just love it. I just wonder what Rücksicht means.
I think it's looking behind or something.
Oh, okay, yeah. Looking back.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think so, I'm not sure.
No, well, yeah. Well, it's I just love this song. It's amazing.
I hate it.
Okay. And number 15 comes from Denmark, and it's Gry Johansen singing Kloden Drejer, or The Earth is Spinning.
Yeah.
Gry competed in the national final in Denmark in 85, 89, and 2000 without winning.
Yeah.
But she was successful in Germany.
Whoa.
Like so many artists.
Yeah.
This song is catchy, it's simple, I like the way she moves, I like the way she sings, and it's sort of contagious to me. I can't stop singing it, so that makes it a flip.
It makes it a flop. I remember this melody very well. It is so happy.
Yeah.
But it's not as good as I imagine after 40 years. It has aged a lot, so it must be a flop.
Okay, agree to disagree.
Yeah. Song number 16, we have Israel with the singer Ofra Haza, and the song title is High. This song is still as good as 2023 as this was 1983, 40 years ago.
Yeah.
It's very positive and a nice melody, worth a big flip.
Yes, it's a flip for me too. This is one of the three or four or five contenders for the win this evening. It's just a good, very good song. So catchy. So her voice is so good.
Yeah.
The performance is excellent. Big flip.
Yeah.
And from Portugal, we have Amando Gama singing Hold On. Esta bacada queto do. This artist grew up in Portuguese Angola.
Wow.
And he's famous in latter years for doing Beatles covers.
Mm.
As you know, we had Franz. He was sitting behind the piano singing, and I gave that a flip.
Yeah.
Once is enough for one evening for me, so this has to be a flop. Even though it's not bad, it's just boring.
It's a flop and it's bad.
It's
very forgettable as a melody. I'm sorry, I had to waste 3 minutes on it again. It's a clear flop.
Okay.
Yeah. Song number 18, we have Austria with a singer or group West End, and they sing a song titled Hurricane. I think this is a very This is a very simple melody with a repetitive chorus and refrain, but it does not affect me in a positive way. Rather the opposite. It's a clear flop.
Yes, it's a flop for me too. And the funny thing is, I had written down repetitive song.
Oh, yeah.
So great minds think alike. Yeah.
And you repeat what I say.
Yeah, but you know, the performance is lovely. Yeah. I have to give them that. But you know, not more. No. So the next to last song of the evening is Belgium,
yeah.
Pas de Deux, singing Rendezvous. Mm. And that's all they're singing almost,
yeah.
Rendezvous.
Yeah.
And the song is only one line of words.
Whoa, okay.
That's all there is.
Yeah.
But that's been done after, with Norway did it again, so that's quite okay, I think.
Yeah.
This was a very controversial win in Belgium, because there was like an uproar and people stormed the stage because they were so angry that this one won.
Wow.
Yes. But this was actually a bit of a hit after. And the group disbanded after, so nothing else happened. But the thing is, this is a soft flip.
Yeah.
And it's a soft flip because it's a newer sound for Eurovision.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little bit electronica, and I appreciate that. And it's a good contrast to all the boring ballads.
Yeah.
So that's why it's a flip.
Yes, you said it's repetitive again
as
a song, but yes, it is. But for me, it's a clear flip.
Oh,
I don't know what to say. Maybe nice moves. It's quite funny, and the melody is very fresh somehow. Still, after 40 years.
You keep surprising me.
Yes,
I was pretty sure this one, Harry's not going
No.
I got like video, or that, what was that? Eurovision.
No, that's a different thing. That's a different thing. But Lennart, it shows only that you don't know me after 30 years.
Oh, I don't know. Well, I'll never get it. Let's just see the last. Let's take on the last song.
Okay. That's the last song, number 20, we have Luxembourg with the singer Corinne Hermès. And she sings a song titled Si la vie est le cadeau.
Yeah.
It's a strong and powerful song, maybe a little bit boring, especially after a while. But it's with a very good singer. It's a flip.
Yeah, it is a flip. Mm. Even though in my heart I want to flop this, because this is so undeserved.
Yeah.
And it's like, I've heard this so many times before, it's getting boring now.
Yeah.
But of course, she sings amazingly good, and the song is catchy, so yeah, I just have to flip her.
Yeah.
I have no choice.
No, not me either. No.
Okay, so let's go through the results of Eurovision 1983, shall we?
Yes.
Retro Mellow.
Okay, so the results for Eurovision 1983 are as follows. In shared last place, first we have Spain.
And
Remedios Amaya singing something.
We flipped it.
Yes, we did. And I think that song deserved a lot better.
Much better, yes.
Yes. Mm. Also in last place, 19th, is Turkey with Opera.
Yes, it's well deserved last place.
That song deserved to be in the one of the lower placings.
Yeah.
Then we have at 18th place, we have Belgium, Pas de Deux, Rendezvous.
Oh, we flipped it and we like it.
I think it was not a winning song, but it deserved better.
Much better,
yes. Then we have Denmark, Gry Johansson singing Kulen Dreyer.
It's a plop for us.
Yeah, I liked it. And in 16th place, we have Cyprus, Stavros and Constantina.
It's a flop.
Yes. We're not very fond of that.
No.
And then in 15th place, we have Switzerland, Mariella Faria singing La Cosi Non Sisto.
It was a flop for us too.
Yes. 14th place, we have Greece, Christy singing Moulet.
It was also a flop.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the low placing isn't surprising.
No.
13th place, Portugal, Amando Gama.
It's also a flop.
Yes, it is. In 11th place, so sharing the 11th place, first up is Finland.
Oh, it's a flip.
Yeah, deserved to be top five.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
Also in 11th place, we have Italy. Riccardo Fogli sing Dai Lucia.
Yes, it's a clear flip from us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Should have done even better, I think. But then again, we have Austria, West End singing Hurricane in 9th place.
It's a flop from us.
Yes. That could have traded places with some of the better songs.
I think so too.
Also in 9th place, we have Norway, Jahn Teigen, Do Re Mi.
It's a flop. I liked it. And yeah. You didn't.
Yeah, I know. In 8th place, we have France, Guy Bonnet singing Vivre.
It's a flip.
Yeah. Mm. Also in 7th place, we have the Netherlands, Bernadette singing Sing Me a Song.
Oh, no, it's a flop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then in 6th place, we have UK, Sweet Dreams, I'm Never Giving Up.
It's a plop.
I liked it, yeah. You did not.
No.
Okay. In 5th place, we have Germany, Hoffmann and Hoffmann, Rücksicht.
You like it very much and I dislike it very much.
So one of my favorites.
It's a plop. Yeah.
Then in 4th place, we have Yugoslavia, Danielle singing Julie.
You liked it, I didn't like it, it's a plop.
Yes. Mm. Then in 3rd place, we have Sweden, Carola singing Främling.
Oh, it's a flip.
Yes, it's a flip.
Yeah.
2nd place, Ofra Haza, Hi.
Yes, it's a clear flip.
Yes, representing Israel.
Yeah, yeah.
And then again, the winning song is Luxembourg, Corinne Hermer singing C'est la vie et cadeau.
Yeah, it's a flip.
Yes, it is. Mm. And actually, if it's ever warranted, this year is it.
Yeah.
Wrong song won.
Yeah.
Do you agree, Harry?
I agree. I think Israel would have been better, and Carola also.
Yes, I think there are actually several songs that I think were better than the Luxembourg one.
Very many, I must say. We had 8 flips. You know.
Yes. In total.
In total, 8 flips and 7 flops and 5 plops.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's an average year, I think.
Yeah.
I think it would. I actually thought that you would flip more than I did. But
no.
You never know.
You never know.
Okay, so that was 1983 Eurovision. Anything to add, Harry?
No, it was I think it was a quite interesting year.
Yes.
With many ups and downs.
I have to mention the strange scene decor.
Yes.
The barbed wires. It was like. It looks like they're in a storage building singing or something.
It was very ugly.
Very ugly.
Yeah.
And that didn't do the best for any of the performers, I think.
No.
So that's one thing to say.
Yeah.
But, okay, so Luxembourg wins. Mm. So that means that we'll be going to Luxembourg next year, I think.
And you know who more Swedish go there?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Oh, it's going to be a big year.
They are also from Gothenburg.
Yes,
you know.
I know. Everything good comes from this city. Okay. So thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll see you again soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.